Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, every day we've been doing one of these just for fun, because if your team's not in it, the Super Bowl is only for fun. David, hit the music. There it is. The ridiculous. Oh, who selected this?
I love this music.
All
I love
right,
it every
let's
single
do
time.
It. What's today's portion of the Super Bowl to discuss?
So today, what we're going to do is Super Bowl party etiquette.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what we're going to discuss here.
This is going to be a distinct problem for me.
Okay. Let's start with this one here. Okay? The first one is you must bring the host of the house party a dish to maybe some booze saying thank you. And you must try to coordinate with other guests to make sure you don't double up on the gift.
Agree. Be less specific. Be a contributing member of the party.
Yes. So I'll usually send a text or a phone call will be placed and say, what do you need? What are people bringing?
Right there.
And then
I disagree with it.
Usually the standard is I'll bring some beer.
Okay. Here's what I would recommend. Don't put people in a position to ask you for stuff. You know the person. Bring them what they'd like or text them. I'm making X. You good with that?
The guys whose parties I usually go to, I know that they always need the case of beer because usually they're doing the food.
Degenerates, got
no
it.
No problem.
Noted. Or it could be, you know what, we ran out of ice. Can you stop and pick up a couple bags? Cool, no problem.
But be a contributing member of the party. Yes.
Well, here's
stop
another
off
one.
And pick up some Fernet.
Here's another one on the line of the dish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love this one. It says, whatever you bring, and yes, bring something, make sure it's ready to go when you get there. Meaning, don't try to ask for the oven to heat it up. Make sure it is already ready and prepared and ready to be served when you get there.
Disagree. Because unless you're from the west side of the state and you're just a crock pot bum, you know what? Some things need to be made live.
Well, then it says, let the host know if you need to use the
respect.
Oven. Don't come expecting
That's
it to
fine.
Be ready for you.
You got to tip them off. I got something electric happening, but I'm going to need a little kitchen time.
I always bring the beer cold. It's always ready to go.
Yeah, we have an idea of what you contribute to things.
Why is this
you
so outlandish
me
that
is the
beer
type
is
of
at
guy,
a Super Bowl party?
You strike me, and I've had this happen. You're the guy who says, hey, I brought the beers, cutscene. You drank all the beers you brought.
Oh, I'll usually bring enough so that can be taking place also as well as the party because I'm a polite man.
Kenny brings a six-pack and drinks 7. I know you.
Okay. One more regarding the dish. Okay. One more. It says, bring your dish in a disposable plastic or some kind of container that if you lose it or if it doesn't get back to you, fine.
No, that's so that you can take it home with you. Do not add dishes to the sink.
No, I think it's what he's saying is in the event that, you know what, you had to leave early.
Right.
I'm not
calling
you
saying, the host can
saying,
then just throw
hey,
it away and say, we're done.
This expensive pot that I left there, I need to come back and get it.
How did people in prior generations function without the disposable aluminum pan? honestly. It's one of the greatest inventions in history.
No, you're right. It was, you left a pot, or you found an old pot or something and that you didn't need.
This next one is for Kenny.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure he understands this etiquette for the party that he goes to.
Don't bring a bag of opioids.
No.
Oh.
Throw your own trash away. Don't expect someone to come around and throw it away for you. Throw your own trash away, Kenny.
Why am I being painted like this? I drink all the beer that I brought. I don't throw anything away.
Kenny, you've painted your own canvas.
No, don't do that.
All right, I'll let Rico vote. Is this something that should have been directed towards Kenny or not?
Rico.
There it is.
Rico. Be very careful.
Looks like race relations have taken a hit.
It's just February. Go ahead.
Another one for Kenny. Well, no. Okay, I will give that one for Kenny.
Stop it.
No.
Doesn't throw away their own trash?
I guess Kenny. I could just see Kenny sitting there with a bunch of stained paper towels on the couch, and you walk by and you're like, oh, Kenny, you done with that plate?
Okay, Kenny, it's not. What are you doing?
He's throwing flags. He doesn't have
flags
anymore.
No, at some point, like, who doesn't throw away their own trash? I got to think you're a one-and-done type of person. You're never getting invited back.
Wow. Now, see, Kenny, now that's the comment you should be hurt by.
Okay. I'm always invited back. I always throw my garbage away. I will not take any more of this slander.
Why are you letting him gaslight you? I didn't say that was about
you. Both of you. You didn't say that. You didn't say no when he asked you. You didn't say no when he asked you.
Because you gave me a menacing look.
That's because I wanted you to say no.
Didn't know which side of the fence should I say.
He's already on edge. It's Black History Month. Enough.
Left side. Wrong side.
All right. The next one is the setup for the Super Bowl party. You want to make sure that you have multiple screens available in different areas so people can watch it in different areas if they want to.
I think it's a nice touch, but not everybody has that type of setup.
You're right.
Let's be very
right
fair
about that. So,
but if you do, yes.
Yes. So let's keep it to this one because I think everyone can make sure this happens. Comfortable seating. Make sure you have enough chairs, bean bags, blank, whatever you need. Make sure you have enough.
What has a bean bag?
It just listed it.
Is this 1985?
I'm just reading it.
I mean, make sure you plug in your lava lamp too while you're at it.
Yeah, like honestly, like if you told me like Carr showed up to college with a bean bag to Rico's room, I'd be like, oh, that makes sense. Carr seems like a bean bag guy.
I think he did have a beanbag.
It was 1987. Right. He probably showed up with a copy of Top Gun and a beanbag.
Creative Records.
Here's what I would say. With your setup,
Your
setup has to be commiserate with the amount of people you invite and vice versa. Right.
Correct.
If you do not have the ability, this is like a holiday. If you don't have the ability to host 20 people, don't invite 20 people.
Correct. Correct.
But I would say you need to plan for the couple of extra, like, hey, brought my buddy along with me. Or
see, that's a Kenny move. I can absolutely see Kenny showing up.
The
with
significant other decided she wanted to come, and it's like, wow, where am I supposed to go?
We are straying so far away from the reality of how I am at a party, okay?
This is my buddy Nicholas. I didn't invite him.
The next is about not being that
the
guy.
The next one is about, do you bring your own hot dog roller?
Yes.
Just keep going.
So the next is about not being that guy, meaning...
Here we go.
No. So if you're a guy, if you're going or anyone going to a party, if you don't necessarily care about the game, don't stand up or don't be the big or the loudest person at the TV.
Agreed.
Stay away from the game and you can do your thing.
Also treat the viewing like you're at the game, which means, hey, down in front, do not get up during game action.
Correct.
You can wait for the copious amount of commercials.
Do we have a policy, by the way, for... I don't know if this is in there, David, and I'm sorry if it is, but do we have a policy about kids? Because there's very specific ones that I'm talking about.
And let me help you. The party is either totally kids-friendly because it is a group of people who all have kids. Have at it. Go play Jenga. Do whatever you like. Or no kids.
What about the Davids of the world? And this is not an insult, I promise. But sure. The guy that says,
two
my
families?
My kids are different. My kids won't cause any kind of a disruption.
No, the answer is no. No, you can't make a special accommodation. It's either a kid-friendly party or it is not.
Correct.
That is it.
Correct.
Right. I mean, again, disagree?
No, I agree, because here's what happens, Kenny. You make that one exception, and somebody's like, wait, so I had to jump through hoops to get a babysitter, and right. I could have just brought my kids with me.
And here's the other thing, and I'm sorry I have to say this. David or otherwise, your kids are not special. Your kids are bleep holes just like the rest.
No, here's the thing.
They're only special because they emanated from your ding-a-ling.
No, here's the thing. It's good for me to say that, but when you have a four-year-old, you have to understand you have a four-year-old.
No, you have
and take control.
Hole.
No, what I'm saying is you take control. You know, either he ain't coming or he ain't coming.
There's
period.
No kid under the age of seven
correct.
That isn't a bleep hole. So realistically, right, David, that's my point.
Yeah.
You can't, oh, my kids are special.
Yeah, but that's not how.
No one else's kids are that. No.
Well, no. That's not reality.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
There's the chance that everything, it's like when you're on a flight and you see a kid.
Correct.
And it's almost like a countdown clock. Okay.
Yeah,
can we make
meter.
It all the way to
correct.
Landing before this kid starts crying?
Right.
Right.
But if it's a
the
kid.
The potential is there.
If it's a kid-friendly party, no stress.
That's it.
But there's a line in the sand on that.
You're
and
exactly
I think
right.
it's extremely nervy if somebody knows it's not a kid-friendly party and then they try to guilt you into the Willy Wonka golden ticket of, okay, you can bring little Francis. No.
You're exactly right. And we'll end it with this one, Kenny. Don't get obliterated before the kickoff.
Okay,
kickoff is at 6:18. If you
Rob
get to the
Hirsch.
Party at 5, do not drink yourself into oblivion.
Kenny's gone by coin toss.
Right.
He left.
What you don't want to become is tailgate guy who is sitting there in the parking lot, tickets in hand, 50 feet from the stadium, never made it in.
Pace yourself, Kenny. Pace yourself.
I mean, I would say this.
Maybe Kenny's a gentleman. I don't know.
He's great. He is.
An addendum to this.
Patronizing white guy comment. I'm sure that felt great, Kenny.
At no point during the Super Bowl party should you become drunk guy.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay? Enjoy yourself. Have drinks. But don't become that person where we're now having to worry, David, how are you getting home?
Don't become Wojo. And that is your Super Bowl.
I was just saying how you get home.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, we'll get to a little NBA trade deadline update a little later in the hour. Nothing crazy, but under 24 hours, some big names. And look, if you care at all, and I know not many do, Kevin Durant's being held out of the game tonight. Phoenix and OKC. It sounds like Kevin Durant's going to get dealt. And again, if you don't care, respect. I put the NBA and the NHL basically on the same level. Unless your team's competing for a championship, nobody cares.
No.
And that's not disrespect to the Pistons or the Wings. Their turnarounds are commendable. But only hardcore people like us or dyed-in-the-wool fans, for instance, Kenny, a diehard Wings fan. The Lions are the only thing people in this town care about. And if you want people to care about your team, you better be competing for a championship. Now, certainly, if you're in the playoffs for 2 weeks, people will care.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. David, go ahead with the text. What do you got?
Someone says, bring plenty of toilet paper or make sure you have that at your party.
That's a host thing, but you should probably take care of that before you.
Correct. I agree. Someone says, don't be Madden guy, breaking down the game or saying people what you would do if you were playing Madden on that play.
Like, agree.
You don't need that.
Let me tell you, I do this all day. You know the last thing I want to do when I watch a game? Don't ask me nothing. I want to sit there and socialize and watch football like a normal human being instead of the guy with his laptop out taking notes like a loser.
The worst guy is, why would you run the ball there? Why wouldn't you throw the ball there?
That's the equivalent of shoot the puck guy.
100%.
I hate that guy.
Oh, another one here says, don't be the bet guy. No one cares about the bet that you made.
Agree.
If you got it or not.
Group texts are for the gambling talk, not the Super Bowl party. Nobody cares about your anytime touchdown.
Yeah. Come on. I just need one more for my parlay.
That's the equivalent of fantasy football guy. Nobody likes that person.
You're correct.
Someone says the abuse on Kenny was a little bit too much, David.
Thank you.
But I did laugh.
Okay, then.
That's all I was looking for. Looking for a laugh there. Someone else says, I enjoyed that segment. That was good. We need to do more of that. Etiquette for everybody's party because people are stupid.
Well, they are. But here's the other thing is I think Super Bowl parties are dying or dead. I feel like post-COVID, no one really does big Super Bowl parties.
Just parties in general. Yeah, you're right. It's family affairs, maybe, or neighbors, but it's not like, oh, I'm going to do this extravaganza. Nah.
It does feel different. I mean, like, David, are you going to a party?
I am, but it's a little different. My church does it. So
see, that doesn't count. Exactly. That's religious.
It's not.
That's like saying you go to a party every Sunday. No, it's called Mass. That's not a Super Bowl party. That's going to be a highly judgy event, too.
No, judgy for Taylor Swift. Yeah, exactly. We'll judge her every time the camera goes to her.
Yeah, David's Super Bowl party. They sit around and talk about how they're morally superior to everybody.
Stop it. That's not what happens. We're watching football. We love football.
Spin the wheel. What sinner do you want to make fun of? 248. Nice party, David. Woo. Kenny, are you going to a party?
I'm seriously on the fence about it. I might not. It's not, but it used to be like an appointment. Like, these people are getting together at this time to do exactly this every single year for the Super Bowl. Now it's like, it's been cut in half. Half the people show up. Half the people are interested.
I think society's different. I don't even think it's an age thing anymore. Like, I just think society's changed. I don't know what it is.
I think a lot of people thought about it as like an appointment. Like, now we don't have to have that appointment anymore. Now we can just do whatever we want on Super Bowl Sunday, whether it's a party or watch by yourself.
I wonder if it's also, like, it used to be back in the day that it was always one person in the group that had that great TV, and we all have them now. So you don't need to go over to the house to watch that because, well, you have same TV at your house.
That's actually a really good point. I hate saying it because his ego just gets bigger by the syllable, but that you're right. Ring the bell. There used to be a time where you're like, well, have you seen Bob's new flat screen?
Right.
Now, I mean, homeless people have flat screens.
Right.
Joe has HD over there.
Right. He's got them there high definition.
Right. It's like, okay, well, you got a 4K TV with surround sound and you have everything going on in your house unless you really like that person. Like, yeah, back in the day, it was like, wow, yeah, they got this great setup in the man cave in the basement or whatever. Everybody has that.
That's fair. That's a really good point.
What if the kid is super engaged in the game, watching every play? Shouldn't she or he be allowed to come, even if it's a no-kid party?
No.
You
cannot make children exceptions.
Because once you make that exception, I promise you, even though little Johnny's engaged in the game, there's five other couples are sitting there whispering, didn't he say we couldn't bring our kid?
Right, David, there's a difference. If you're getting together with people who all have kids, it's an established code of conduct. Or if there's a family party, no problem. But you ask the question, Super Bowl, and what do you do if somebody says, I know there's no kids, but mine is special.
Mm-mm.
Newsflash, Bob, no, he's not.
Right.
He's a jerk just like the rest, and we can have the conversation.
The only kid allowed at a party like that is home field advantage. Kid lives there. So
yeah, there's nowhere for them to go.
But even then, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. But at that point, you know what? Go to your room. Go watch the game in your room. Don't come down here.
What if I invite 20 people hoping that some don't come, but they all do?
You have to plan.
That's your fault.
If you invited 20 people, seriously, plan for 30. If you don't have enough to accommodate 30 people, you're doing this wrong.
No, but also, here's the thing.
Because you don't want to run out of food.
No.
You don't want to run out of space.
Because
you don't want to be that guy either. Like,
when you send the invite, you make it explicit. I've done this before. Explicit. No plus ones. Don't ask. I'm inviting you and your wife. No, I don't care about your cousin. I don't care that your best friend just broke up with a stripper girlfriend and he's sad. No plus ones. And if that means you can't come, say no. The answer's no. Literally. Don't text me. Because the answer will be no. What about Aunt Joni? No. My friend's home from deployment. Then hang out with him. Don't bring people I don't know. The answer's
no. Not even deployment?
No. Wow. Because here's the thing. Why do you want strangers in your house?
Wow.
Ask yourself that.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe he played in the Army-Navy game.
I don't care.
But if there's deployment.
I don't know the guy. So I don't want to hang out with him.
But here's the thing. The Army and Navy.
If you have a family member, whatever, that's, okay, deployed in their home, then that means you stay home and watch it with them.
There it is. Get your priorities right.
Right.
When you send the invite, you dictate who's allowed in your home.
Okay.
Jesus.
I like this. Because here's a question. What if it's a legitimate surprise? Like somebody I know. We were buddies. We hung out.
Okay.
He's in town. You don't know he's in town, and I'm going to show up to the party with this person.
And you know I'd like to see him. You have established I am on good terms, but he didn't get the invite because he lives out of state.
Yes.
Green light.
Okay.
I don't like surprises, so
I don't either, but I am saying
but it's one of those, you know what? We hung out in college, and
you absolutely know that they want to hang out.
Okay. We're in the group text together, and it's just like, hey, don't tell them I'm coming into town. All right, cool.
I like that. That's fine.
No.
You see why I don't throw a party anymore?
No,
for me, this is just stress. It's just work. I don't want
to
deal with it.
I'm with you. I used to throw them. I gave up. I was like, nah, we're done.
Well, here's this one. We do a Super Bowl party with just neighbors, a couple friends. We don't go crazy. Most people are gone by halftime, but the majority of parties, dead.
It is. It's all different. I can't figure it out. It just feels like once 2020 started, it all died. I don't know.
Someone says, what about the person that constantly asks what happened from the kitchen? Not watching the game, but constantly asking, what happened?
Oh, hearing the loud noise. Oh, what happened in there? Come in or set up a TV in the kitchen. You're watching it. Leave us alone.
Oh, people.
Someone's really trying to get their kid to this game. I have a 12-year-old who loves football and the NFL, sometimes overreacts on certain plays.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to watch the game with adults?
No. He's your kid. You know what you should do? Watch it with him.
Right. A perfect bonding moment.
You're right.
This is what kills me with you people with kids. I'm just going to say this.
You people.
That is you people.
Oh, no.
Because you make your problems our problems. I'm sorry, but I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people bringing dogs on planes. I'm tired of people with kids on planes. The kid can't wipe its own boo-boo. It shouldn't be on a six-hour flight. Figure it out. I didn't get on a plane until I was 12. Now, oh, zippity-doo-dah. I got a stroller with three seats in it. Hell, it's got a fourth seat, and I picked up a homeless guy out front, and they're tooling around the airport. Where do you gotta go so bad? These kids can't even talk.
They have to show the kids off to grandma.
Then put her old ass on a plane. I'm tired of it. Every airplane now, it's an effing circus. And none of these service dogs, 99 out of 100 of these service dogs are a total lie.
See, there's a bigger issue here. It's people don't know how to be parents. That's the problem.
That's the whole point. When you have a kid, here's the deal. You're not traveling for the first 3-4 years.
Well, no, it's just not
happening.
If you know how to be parents.
You scar the kid with the road trip from hell.
Thank you.
That's what you do.
Thank you.
We're hopping in the car,
just don't
and
understand.
It's an 18-hour drive. And no, we're not there yet.
Oh, I couldn't find a babysitter. What do you want me to do? Stay home? That's what my parents did. My parents parented. That's what they did. I'm sorry, David.
Not 12,
I'm sorry.
I was 16, my first flight. I get
it. Yeah,
you.
Great. First trip I took, my grandmother died while I was on it. Super.
On the plane?
No. She wasn't on the trip. She died at home.
Okay.
Jesus.
I'm like, what?
Grandma?
Grandma?
They call the flight attendant.
Yeah, we all know Rico's behavior when people die on planes. He tries to score their seat.
Well, it worked.
What a story. Okay. Sorry about that rant on Super Bowl parties and kids. Can I just present a quick Alex Bregman note?
Okay.
Look, we're a week from pitchers and catchers, and Alex Bregman is just still out there floating in space. I thought this was interesting in the Freep today. And the Freep has had some really good Tigers coverage, and Evan Petzold has been a big part of that. I don't know Evan.
No, Evan's pretty cool.
I think he does a really good job.
He's a good guy.
And he doesn't seem like he's one of these bally bots. So
he is not.
I respect what he's doing. They had an article about analytics and projections. Now, again, I'm not saying you have to use these as gospel, people, but I found this interesting. And it kind of warmed me a little bit to the idea of Bregman, where I've been very, very neutral. I would always lean yes versus no, but it's not a you must. I actually really like the Jack Flaherty signing. So the article is this. Among the teams interested in Alex Bregman, Bregman would have the biggest impact on the Tigers' playoff odds of any of them. And I thought that was really interesting because with the Flaherty signing, I already believe you have now vaulted to the top of the AL Central. Again, we've called this the AL Flaccid. Cleveland's payroll was 144. It's down to like 104. Let's check in on the Twins offseason. When I say they did nothing, they did nothing. And the Royals, forget it. They're going to have an outfield filled with homeless people. But this is what's interesting. Do you realize signing Bregman? Now, if you like Fangraphs and the Zips projections, it's an analytic model of what your team is projected to do. And it's data. There's no bias to it. It's just data, okay. Right? The Tigers' projection would vault with Bregman to 54.3% to make the playoffs. You sit at 42% right now.
Wow.
I was taken aback.
I thought you were going to say, they're at 48 and jumped to, wow.
No, and again, the other teams, like for instance, the Royals, it would have a big impact because they have a fire hydrant at third base. Like,
it's just funny because it then leads you to wonder what's going on behind the scenes because it seems... Mike, you know this. In sports, when it seems like a no-brainer, get the deal done, that's when all of a sudden a team comes from nowhere and you're like, what do you mean he's a Ray?
Well, I think you got a couple of things at play, right, candidly. A, he's got Boris Klein, and he turned down a really good offer from the Astros. Astros are now talking about him in the past tense. He turned down, I think it was 6 at 158. He turned it down. Boris wants to get him the most money and wants to get him more term. I think a lot of teams are a little nervous, especially you have this seismic shift in his walk rate down to a career low. I think his walk rate was down by almost 50%. Here's my issue with Alex Bregman. And this is not a knock. I like the guy. I'd take him on my team. But when we're talking about a team like the Tigers, who will only rarely fire an actual financial bullet of a multi-year deal,
right,
I want to be very careful what I scream and yell about. Bregman is ballpark dependent, meaning he's a dead pole hitter. He needs something that will preserve his power into his mid-30s. Rico, my fear is you take a guy out of Houston with the little Crawford boxes, or he's not in a place like Fenway, you bring him here. Man, if his power goes from 26 homers to 19, that scares me. Now, look, if the walk rate is down and the power goes down, the overall value of the player takes a major hit.
See, I think the walk rate will go back up. And it's just my own theory, but I think being in a contract year, he was trying to show he had a little more power, maybe swinging for the fence a little bit more.
Aggressive.
Not as patient at the plate. I think once he gets his money, he goes back to being who he was, and the walk rate will go back up. My speculation.
But bottom line, the Tigers would get the biggest benefit by signing Bregman, according to Fangraphs. Now, if you go, Fangraphs, to hell with that. Okay, no problem. I'm not, guys, this isn't, I'm not like David on Sundays. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just making a point. But it is interesting. I mean, will I be surprised at this point if he signed a 6-year deal with anybody for, you know, $170, $180 million? Yes, I would. I just wonder what exactly are they willing to accept?
The only way I see that 6-year deal is somebody just blows out a knee and now you're like, man, we.
Or it's 6 years on paper, but there's opt outs in the first three.
I can see that.
So I don't know. But I want the Tigers to do it, but I also want to be fair to the team in this regard, is that when I crucify them, I do it with conviction. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of times, including last year, it wasn't about just player X. It was the overall approach of signing no one.
Right.
I didn't do this. I'm
going into the season with the Frankenstein at third base.
Right. I'm not dying on the hill of Matt Chapman, but I understood why certain people did. Mm-hmm. The point is, this player does come with risk.
It does, but it really does boil down to, because you're in this division, it's yours for the taking.
I know.
If you make these moves, once again, you don't have to bring in somebody for $200 million. Just a couple little moves here and there.
The problem is,
and you're better than everybody else.
This is not a Tigers issue. This is just a baseball issue. This division embodies everything wrong with the sport. You have an entire division that primarily refuses to spend money. A whole division. Now, the Tigers spent in their own way, 1-year deals. But they spent, fine enough. Cleveland, nothing. The White Sox, Luis Robert basically said, I'd rather die than play for this team again. The Royals, the Twins, the Cleveland, it's an embarrassment. Mm-hmm. So you know I'm with you. And obviously, I grew up with George Steinbrenner owning my team. Like, yeah, just spend it. F it. We'll figure it out. But I want to be careful because obviously, if it didn't work, oh, they'll never spend again. Hell, we've had to listen about the Javi deal for 3 years now.
See, that's what it just amazes me, because you would think that maybe you just go with the opt-out. 1 year opt-out, if you're good.
Yeah, but if he's terrible, you're stuck. Javi. Mm. And then it's Harvey.
Mm. Okay.
I'm with you, but I'm trying to be very tempered with this because I can't lie to you and say, look, if Bregman were still roping 35 homers, let's say it was the Bregman who, to me, peaked in probably 2019. Or he had one season, I forget what, it might have been 18. He had like 45 homers. If this guy was still crushing the ball, I'll live with other things. But Rico, the power's just what it is. And if his power's 25 homers, now what I don't have, and I can get it, I can do it. If he had the same season he had last year, applying park factor to it, what would it be here in Detroit? I remember when the Tigers got Prince Fielder. And it was, he would have like 14 less homers had he been here the year he exploded in Milwaukee. That, I mean, that's a park effect that is huge. It just concerns me that if the power's going and the walk rate goes, uh-oh. Now, look, he'll give you gold glove caliber defense.
Right.
He's a great teammate. He's great in the clubhouse. And Hinch has gone to war with him. The rest is kind of, I totally get it if they don't want to make
the power thing. Yeah, the ballpark. The walk thing, I think that comes back.
I'd love to sign the guy, too, at 60 and give him an opt-out. But that's not the way the game works. They want the term. And if you're Bregman, this is the last big deal you're ever signing. All right, there you go. There's your Bregman update. That's all we got for you.
So just so you know, the year you were talking about was 2019. He had 45 home runs. If that was in Detroit, he would have had 32 home runs that year.
Thank you. And I mean that. No smarm. You see what I'm saying, though?
Wow.
Now, all of a sudden, he has a year of 25, and the number goes to 19.
Or less.
Now, again, if a guy hits 19.
Yeah, Mr. Funny Man, you wanted us to sign Bregman.
And that's why
I look at it now.
But that's why I haven't screamed about it all offseason. And again, if a guy hits 19 home runs, but he hits 53 doubles, okay, he's Edgar Martinez. I'll live with it. Wonderful.
Yeah, he's scoring runs.
But that's not really what's happening here.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.